last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 17th juz was recited, 17th para. In Surah Iqtaraba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that your da'wah is given to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they went through some difficulties in their lives. And all of these because of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah talked them out from their difficulties and their problems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started firstly that Qiyamah is very close, but unfortunately the kuffar and disbelievers are in complete ghaflat, unmindfulness, they are drowned in the unmindfulness. So much so when ayat of the Quran Sharif come down to it, they eat, but they are playing pastime, amusement, and they actually make a mock of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, we have sent this kitab, what a kitab, anzalna ilaykum kitaban fi zikrukum, in this kitab is your zikr. Three meanings the ulama have given of zikr. One meaning is in this kitab there is a lot of nasihat and advice for you, for a person to take benefit from this kitab. Second meaning, fi sharafakum, your sharaf, your honor is in this kitab. They say the Arabs were the most holy people on the surface of the earth, and there was nothing else which gave them honor and respect and grandeur in the world except the Quran Sharif. Whichever group will hold firm onto the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them honor, Allah will grant them respect. And the third meaning is, Allah ta'ala has given you a kitab in which you are mentioned in the kitab. It's mentioned of one tabi'in, most likely his name was Ahnaf. So one day he came across this ayat of the Quran, he says, you are mentioned in the Quran. So he started reading the Quran from the beginning till the ending. He came upon the ayat of the people of Iman. He said, unfortunately, I'm not amongst these, I do not have all of these qualities in me. He looked at the ayat of the people of Iman. What qualities do they have? He said, I haven't got these qualities in me. Then he read the ayat of the kuffar and disbelievers, and he said, unfortunately, I do not have these qualities in me. Then he came across one ayat, وَآخَرُونَ أَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ السَّيَّارِ. There are certain groups of people, they do good actions also, and they do evil actions, perhaps Allah will forgive them. He said, yes, this ayat, I am part of this ayat here. So he said, this ayat in the Quran Sharif is your zikr is being made. You must look at the Quran Sharif. If I got the qualities of the munafiqs, if I got the qualities of the people of Iman, which qualities, and we have to try to imbibe these qualities into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when Allah ta'ala's punishment comes, then no one is able to escape and run away from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. And how will a person understand? You must look at the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions six signs of Allah's qudrat and power. And this is one thing also which generally in the world today, unfortunately, with astronomy, whatever people learn in school and universities, we just believe it as gospel truth. Whereas many of them go against the complete teachings of the Quran Sharif. And some of them go against the teachings of our elders and our akabir. But they have mentioned, for example, Allah Ta'ala says that the skies and the earth were joined together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated them. Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu says that the earth and the sky were joined together. Then Allah Ta'ala raised the skies. And it became like a oval shape, a qubbah. Qubbatan, it was like a dome over the earth. And we see the sun exactly looks like a dome. But scientists will make us believe in today's time that the sun, the sky is something which is very, very far, whereas the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif says 500 years, the distance, maybe about 2 million to 5 million kilometers, that's the distance, where they say it's hundreds of millions of miles away. So this is all of their andaza and takhmina, the things which they have made up. Mawlana Idris Khandalawi rahmatullahi says, they've got no dalil and proof for whatever they are saying. All of these things they have made up. So then Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَا. And Allah Ta'ala says, on the earth we put pegs, so that the earth doesn't move. So all akabir from all the eras, they were saying that the earth doesn't move. The earth is stagnant. But today science will make us believe that the earth is moving so fast. And Mawlana Idris Khandalawi rahmatullahi says, also for this, they've got no proof at all. They're just saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah is holding the earth in the skies. It mustn't move at all. Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu, one day one person told him that the sky is moving. Ka'b Ahmad is saying this. He said, Kazaba aduullah, the enemy of Allah is speaking lies. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, it's not moving. And the sky is not moving. How can he say that the sky is moving to whatever extent? So, ya Allah Ta'ala, in many places in the Quran, Allah says that the earth is stagnant, it's not moving at all. But science will make us believe in astronomy, whatever. And all of this actually started about 300 years ago with Darwin, when he brought his theory of evolution, and he brought his theory also of astronomy, and the whole world is made to believe in it, and certain pictures are shown to people, and they themselves have claimed that these pictures are false and it's fake and it's not actually true. So for us to leave the clear text of the Quran Sharif and to start believing in whatever they are saying, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. Allah Ta'ala says, the sky, we have made it, it's a roof above you, and it's a protective roof. So we believe in this here. And then according to the hadith, that the sky actually has got doors, the angels pass through these doors and they go up and they come down. So the sky is something which is physical, and they say that no, the sky is something which is according to them, some of them do not believe in the sky at all. They say there's no such thing as the sky, it's just a figment of a person's imagination. But in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the sky. Can you see any fault and flaws in the sky? Look again, second time. They're definitely in the sky. It's a solid object which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created in many ayats of the Quran Sharif. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. The sun and the moon also are moving in their orbit. They're moving all the time around. Science, according to Newton, he said that the sun is not moving, it's actually stagnant. Many of our ulama at that time wrote fatwa of kufr, or those people who believed in it. Because many ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that the sun is moving and the moon is moving also. But nowhere in the Quran Sharif you will find that the earth is moving. So anyhow, they pass fatwa of kufr of a person who says that the sun is not moving. So then after that, the signs change also. So their theories will continue changing. But the theory, whatever is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we've got our elders, similarly the belief that the earth is round and we are sitting at the bottom of the earth and we can fall off. And because the theory of, what you call it, gravity, this was Isaac Newton was the first person to bring this theory of gravity. And then they said, we are all sitting at the bottom of the earth and we are not falling off because of gravity. None of our kabir, none of our elders, nobody has ever mentioned this here. In the old scriptures also and in the teachings of our elders, this was never ever mentioned. But just because these atheists have mentioned these things and we fall for the atheistic beliefs, and all the pictures which they have shown us also, they themselves say, this is not actually a true picture of the earth. This is what the pictures they have made according to what they assume is how the earth looks. So they say it was not taken from space or whatever like that. So all of this is lies from their side. So like how they've established in the whole world their belief of the Big Bang theory and the belief of evolution. Similarly in astronomy also, they've brought these beliefs and they make everybody in the whole world believe these things. Whereas clear text of the Quran Sharif we go against, as Mawlana Yazid Qandari rahmatullah says, that the earth is in the middle and the sun is rotating around the earth, and this is what the belief of all the Kabir from the before time. He say, but these people have got no dalil and proof for it. They have given a theory of theirs and they want the whole world to believe in it. Whereas the Quran says, Matli' al-Shams, Maghrib al-Shams, the sun is rising, the sun is setting. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith said, the sun, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun. But they make us believe, no, the earth is moving around the sun. And we're just seeing. So we go actually against our own, whatever we are seeing also, we're going against the Quran and the hadith, the words of Allah and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we just believe in all of their theories. So may Allah Ta'ala give us true realization. As Hazrat was mentioning also regarding medicine also, many things we just believe of their theories because they are saying it. So the non-Muslims say it. Whereas when the non-Muslim person started against the text of the Quran, against the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, against the words of all our elders and akabir, a person should completely leave that aside and we should follow this path here, because they always speak lies and in all of their teachings there's a lot of doubt. A person must always put doubt in there, whatever teachings they are propagating in the world. So anyhow, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions all of this, and the object of mentioning this is for a person to ponder. When we look at the sun and the moon and the skies and all of these things, a person must get yaqeen and conviction, and he must build up his iman that definitely there is a creator behind this, and that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this was actually for a person to ponder. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how he came to his people. They put him in some calamities, they tried to burn him in the fire, but he had his ta'aluk with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So because of this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala saved him. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people, connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah protected him and his people who accepted iman in him, and he saved him. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people and he also was protected from falling into calamity. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, they had one masala which came about. So this also is a calamity. A person has a worry and a problem in life. So how Allah Ta'ala gave them true understanding of the masala, because the ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala was correct, Allah Ta'ala opens up understanding to a person's mind. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a problem where all of his horses he had cut and given them in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In an Islamic country, a person needs animals, he needs horses. So he was in a bit of a calamity. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made it such that the wind became now, it started moving for him. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave him the wind as a conveyance. He'll sit on the carpet or whatever, and then the wind will blow him and wherever he wants to go. So how Allah Ta'ala gave him, because of the ta'aluk in connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And even the shayatun put under the control of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that he could make whatever khidmat, whatever he work he wanted to do, it became easy for him. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam fell into difficulty, but because of connection with Allah Ta'ala, dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah removed him from the difficulty. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he also went into a calamity and he was in the fish, but he called out to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah said, we saved him from this gham and this worry and grief which he was in. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّ اسْتَمَلَ مَنَا We will save the people of Iman. Not only for these Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, whoever builds up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will look after him, Allah will protect him. Then we see Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, when he called out to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to him. And Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, that people when they wanted to accuse her, but her connection with Allah ta'ala was correct. Allah ta'ala protected her chastity and honor, and Allah ta'ala made it exposed to the people, the great honor of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this here, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for this ummah also, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ We have already written in the Zabur, in the past scriptures, that the earth, that the pious bandas and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become the warith. They will become the inheritors of the earth, and Allah ta'ala will give it to them. And this became apparent in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory upon victory, without outward asbab and means also. But they had the true taqwa and piety as a whole group. All of them had that amount of piety within themselves. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum crossed the one river, every one of them, without their feet getting wet also, one person said that even if one of them was evil, Allah ta'ala would have destroyed him, he would have fallen and drowned him. They showed that all 30,000 whatever of them, every single one of them had a high level of piety, of taqwa within themselves. Allah's help and assistance came to them. So this is actually the way of getting Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance. The more deen we will have in our life, the more we will build up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will grant us help and assistance. The next surah is Suratul Hajj. And in this surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that with ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will be saved from the greatest calamities on the day of Qiyamah. Ittaqu rabbakum. Build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator and sustainer. Because remember the zalzala. And the shaking of the day of Qiyamah is a very great thing. We know one earthquake took place in Turkey, 75 seconds. What commotion, what destruction in a small, and that was a small earthquake in the world. But zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un azim, Allah Ta'ala says, this is a very great thing. This zalzala will be very big when the whole world will be shaking. We can imagine then what will happen, what will be the condition. The day you will see it, every breastfeeding mother, whatever she is breastfeeding, she will completely forget the child. A woman who is carrying a child in her stomach, who is expecting, she will miscarry the child. You will see people running around like they are drunk. But in actual fact, they won't be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ The punishment of Allah is very severe. How much have you prepared for the day of Qiyamah when it will come? So this is Allah Ta'ala is warning us. Prepare for it. And are you in doubt that Qiyamah will take place? We've got two clear signs for you people. You think Allah Ta'ala can't create you a second time. Allah created you the first time. From nothing, from sand, Allah created you. And this changed into nutfah, it changed into sperm. And then eventually into different levels it went to. So from nothing Allah Ta'ala created you. And He made you a perfect human being. So why is it difficult for you to believe in Qiyamah? That a second time Allah Ta'ala can't give you life. Actually according to some narrations, the rain will come down. Because the next time Allah Ta'ala sees you will see the earth which is completely dead. And there's nothing there. Suddenly the rains and the water comes down. And suddenly you see plantations coming out. So similarly in the narrations it comes. That Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will send down rains. And the rain, a slight rain will come down. And then the human beings is one part of our body. A small bone in the back. Ajabu Zamb. And from there, the rain will get it. And the human being will grow out from there. So the whole human being, every single person is that one part of the body. Will be reformed from that part there. And the human being will come into existence. Maybe the child when he was born, it took him 9 months or 1 year or so long it took. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible. How Allah ta'ala creates in 9 months, Allah can create in 1 second also. That human being will be recreated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the plants and the human beings are examples for you to understand that how Allah ta'ala can create you a second time. So there is nothing far-fetched. And those who do not build up the ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what eventually happens to them, if some goodness comes to them, then they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if some difficulty comes to them, immediately they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. They will lose out in this worldly life also, and in the year after also. And those people who've beloved their ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala, Allah has kept jannat for them. And jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar, flowing beneath their rivers. On the other one, those who do not have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then actually they can, the sadness and the sorrow which will come to them, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example. Then he must tie himself to the skies. And he must cut the rope, and he must kill himself and see now, he commits suicide, all his anger will go away, whatever he is upset about, it'll never ever go away. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say one poem, beautiful poem, that if a person now he's lost hope in life, and he wants to kill himself, and he says, I'll just commit suicide, and I'll kill myself, but then he finds bigger problems on the other side, then where is he going to go? Then he can't come back into this world. So the actual thing is in this world to correct ourselves, because we have to go to another life, it will be according to a person's amal and actions. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, and those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be successful. Who disobey Allah ta'ala, they will be in difficulties. Then one sign of ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having connection with Allah ta'ala is that a person has ta'zeem. He honors and respects the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the action of hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about hajjah, the great ibadat of hajj, and how a person must go for hajj, and sacrifice a person will do. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who honors the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a clear proof that the person has got taqwa in his heart. This person has got taqwa in his heart, who honors the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a proof that you have got this ta'aluk and your connection with Allah ta'ala. The more you will respect the signs of Allah ta'ala. The ulama have written there are different signs of Allah ta'ala. One is the masjid is a sign of Allah ta'ala, sha'air Allah. The adhan is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baytullah is a sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jumu'ah Salah is a sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever has got to do with Hajj, the whole actions of Hajj. Qurbani also, which Allah ta'ala thereafter mentions regarding Qurbani. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Qurbani, we are not looking for the flesh or the meat. وَلَكِ يَنَالُوا التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa and the piety and the ikhlas and sincerity which is in a person when he is sacrificing that animal. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from a person. So this also is a sign where a person has got the respect for the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person makes this qurbani animal, he sacrifices it. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of who got ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love peace in the world, they want to establish peace in the world. But sometimes it comes where a person has to actually give his life to establish the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad and sacrifice himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a system also which Allah ta'ala has given, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now given permission for those people who were fought against because they were oppressed, so that they can go now and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the first ayat of the Quran Sharif regarding the permission given for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to make jihad. And the object of jihad is not just to kill people, but to get control over the earth. And then aqamu salat wa atu zakat, to establish salat, to give zakat, wa amaru bil ma'roof wa nahu anil munkar, to command people towards righteousness and to prevent the people from evil, to bring establish the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish deen in the world and establish safety and peace in the world. This is the actual object of the Islamic government which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here. And then Allah ta'ala mentions, but shaitan will never leave you people. He will come and he will put doubts in the hearts of people against the Islamic system and against the Islamic way. All different types of doubts. But those people who's got iman within themselves, when they see all of these doubts, and the ulama explain to them, then the iman increases actually more. And they get more yaqeen and conviction in the promises of Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, those people who are non-believers, and we've got evil sickness in their heart, they fall for these tricks of shaitan. So when it comes to the laws of masala, of hijab, for example, of slavery, of what Islam, what a beautiful system it has got, and the ulama have explained it so well. But people fall into doubts regarding these things. And the Orientalists and all of these people, they promote it even more and they try to create doubts in the hearts of people. But when the ulama explain these things, Allah Ta'ala removes small, easy explanations they give to the people. So many non-Muslim people also accept Islam when they hear about these things, or they themselves decide to study about Islam and they see the beauty of Islam, that we get shocked also that how people are just accepting it, because the truth is light. And when a person sees the light, he sees the truth, then very easily a person will accept Islam. One person went to America many years ago, that time when the Tabligh world just started. He had spent 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went back and he was wearing a kurta and he was moving around calling people towards deen. So another person came from an Islamic organization and he's telling this person that, you know what, in America you mustn't wear this type of clothing because people here, they'll get frightened. They'll think you're like a terrorist or whatever, extremist. They won't want to accept Islam. So he said, okay, how long you were in America? He said, I'm 30 years. Doing the hour's work, how many people have accepted Islam? He said, no, very few people have accepted Islam. He said, for the past 6 months I've been working here, 300 people have accepted Islam with my hands. He said, when they see the sunnah, they will see that lifestyle, they will see the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is noor and there is light in this year. So really, we've got the beautiful, most beautiful way, the most perfect way, the thing which shows light. And today in the world, we see tabligh jamaat go. Small dawahs they give to people. People just see them. And how many people accept coming to the fold of Islam? So this is the way of establishing Islam in the world, bringing alive sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we will bring alive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish deen in the world also. People will look at us, and if you've got a true example of sunnah, and then they'll fall in love with Islam, they'll want to accept Islam. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the sparah mentioning that those who do not have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection they have got is extremely weak. إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لا يخلقوا ذبابا Whoever you are calling besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot even create one fly. Even if they all gather together to make one fly also, they cannot do so. And if the fly is to take away something from them, then they cannot even take it back from the fly. From the small, weak fly. Du'uf al-talib wal-matlub. Those who are asking and those who are sought from, they are very, very weak. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. You have not understood who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when a person will do this, then he will make your sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much he has to sacrifice. Allah has chosen you. And Allah has not made any difficulty in your deen. Deen is very, very simple. It's just unfortunately we're living in the wrong mahal and wrong environment. So it looks outwardly that deen is difficult. But if a person comes in the right mahal, there is nothing more easier and more simpler than the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has made it very easy, no difficulty in deen, to make tawbah also. One meaning is Allah has not made it difficult to make tawbah. A person just humbles himself, cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hundreds of years of sins, in 1 second Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe it out. Allah Ta'ala says, hold firm to the millat and the path of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He called you Muslims, and a Muslim is a person who is completely subservient and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality you must have. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Perform your salat, perfect your salat, give your zakat, and hold firm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your master, he is your helper and assistant. What a wonderful master and what a wonderful helper and assistant is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hold firm and build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.